All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? On a glorious, sunshiny afternoon in the big city, your baseball team has the best record in baseball. Coming off winning 3 of 4 in the big city. Damn it, that game they lost aggravated me.
Both games aggravated me, but I know we'll get into
it. Yeah, so we'll get into all that. Barry is here to my right. Nick is through the window. We are all present and accounted for, and that's all you need to know, because as long as we're here and you're here, it's our time, and we are ready to share 3 hours of just radio gold.
How was Mother's Day?
Uneventful.
Yeah, that's always a good thing, right?
It wasn't. You know, Taylor and I went shopping on Saturday and got her a whole bunch of stuff. For me, Mother's Day is always weird, and I don't realize it till it happens. But when your mom passed away and everything, and you have a chance to reflect, it's not the greatest day in the world. But then Lisa kind of was in that mode too, of the fact that her family's had some loss over around that same time, and so even though her mom's alive, it was like we just wanted to do like. We took the baby and the dogs to the park and got coffee and just went on a car ride and it was just real mellow, but it actually was probably exactly what we needed.
Yeah.
And then I watched the basketball game and the Astros, which annoyed the hell out of me.
That's good.
Did you take care of the
Yeah, I had mom over. Okay. I went out and got, she said, we're pretty simple. Like, we don't do a lot of fancy cooking and stuff. But she had wanted Chinese food. She wanted fried rice for some reason. So instead of going and getting Chinese food, I went to a local seafood place that makes like bomb ass fried rice. I don't want to give the name out because I'm not gonna just plug them for free for nothing. But it's really good rice. I'm not gonna lie. And I got a pound of fried shrimp. And, mom and I just ate, watched Astros, and watched the Spurs game and the Spurs debacle. But here's the thing. I had a thought on Mother's Day. And so two things. One, when I was at the store, I noticed something. And you see a lot of it on Mother's Day, and it's the only day you really see it. But it's literally like the only day that dudes open the car door for their wives.
I noticed you tweeting that.
Yeah. Like, why?
First of all, that's false, but that's just me.
No, that's not false.
Why? I have always opened the door every single time.
Every dude says that, yet I never see a dude out there opening the door.
My
for
wife
his
will
woman.
Verify that, and her mom will verify that.
Full disclosure, I do it like the first 6 months, 8 months.
And then you stop?
It gets ridiculous after
once,
that. Like,
is
come
it,
on.
Do you stop after you get the ass, or do you?
Of
is
course.
It a certain amount of
and
time.
It's not which after? Is why he's still doing
no,
it.
No, it's not intentional. Right? But it's just like subconsciously, like you're
like, well, I don't have to try anymore.
Like she's closer to the door. Whatever.
Is that what it's like? She's closer.
So I'm already on this side of the car.
So like, if you and your significant other, if you guys go out to dinner, and you're done, you eat, you're leaving, you're walking back to the car, and you parked on the side where your door is closer. You let her go ahead and just walk around, and you just unlock
is
it.
Is she
and
closer
she gets
to the
in?
Door? Is she closer
no.
to her door than
it's
I'm
on,
close?
It's on the other side. Her door is on the other side. Do you walk around there and open the door for her?
I mean, truth speaking, on like a, being like,
honest, just honest.
Completely random. Sometimes I would do it, but for the most part, it was really consistent for the first 6 to 8 months.
Right.
After that, it just went like it was inconsistent. Like I didn't completely
why
stop doing it.
Why did you stop though?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, what made you stop consistently doing it?
One time, I think she was like, I got it. Don't worry about it. Like, I think we were in a rush, and we were trying to get somewhere fast.
And then once you realized she could do it on her own?
I was like, whatever. Whatever.
That's just so sad.
You still do it for your wife?
Every day.
I
every
do
time.
Too.
I could count on one hand how many times I have not opened the car door for my wife.
I wow. do too. I do too.
We've been together since 1998. And yes, and I opened the door for her. Like
you guys
the,
are whipped. No, I'm just joking.
No, when you when we go places, whether it's if we just get home and we're in the garage, I'm opening the door to the house for her. I also and I'd be willing to bet Joel's gonna piggyback off this, even though he's lying.
Of course, because I have to be.
But I even have like the etiquette in the parking lot where I won't let her walk closest to the traffic. I make her get on the inside, walk closest to the parked car. So in case somebody's not paying attention, I don't want her to get hit by the car. So yeah, if we're walking on the sidewalk, I want her to walk on the inside. That's just all those
things.
That's
thoughtful.
Yeah, Joel, you don't do that.
I absolutely do not do that. I'm going to let you know that one, right? I'm always honest and I do not do that one.
Yeah.
I do that for my child, however.
No, we'll see. There you go.
I guard the baby from the
street. That you open the door to the house part.
Everywhere. Doesn't matter. That's my princess, dude. That's how you have to think of it. That's my lady. That's my princess. That's my queen, dude. That's how I was raised, though. I mean, shout outs to moms for raising me right. She did raise a gentleman, if nothing else. And an idiot, but a gentleman.
Matter of speech.
Does she have the key to the house or no?
Who?
Your wife.
Yeah.
Why can't she open the door by herself?
Because she's a lady, and I'm going to open the door for her.
Joel, do you do that?
I do not do the house door thing.
He's exaggerating.
I do doors like at the mall.
I will get my wife on
doors.
The phone right now.
No, I believe you. I believe that you do that, but I'm just saying, like you go too far with the whole, opening of the door.
No,
no,
nope. That's how I was raised.
I'm just an a-hole. Never mind.
Yeah, you guys are savages.
What'd you do for Mother's Day, Nick?
I did. We went and got pizza, but it was just disappointed in the pizza. I told you about the spot.
Yes.
It was that spot that's close to our house, but like not as good as Fowl Brothers. Let me just put it to you that way. I don't want to say their name.
Well, you guys got propped up yesterday too, because I saw that tweet and I've been there and done that a million times. That is a top-notch spot.
That place, Pizza Lovino, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you?
No.
I didn't even.
No, you can't.
Nick's all like, no, because you weren't here.
Oh, that's right, because you took the day. Yeah.
Yeah, dumbass. like, dude, I never had Stromboli. I've heard about it, but they have a Philly cheesesteak Stromboli.
Yeah.
I almost punched Jose just to have his. Like, I was just I would fight him for that.
That was my first question when I saw
the
picture.
It was so good.
Like, what was that on the left? So that's their version of a calzone. It's not a calzone.
It's not a calzone.
It's clearly not a calzone.
Stromboli, but oh my God, it was so good.
So that's, for reals. I believe, that's the original chef. Pizza chef from Star Pizza.
Really?
And he moved on to create, pizza to open Lovino? His own restaurant, which Ooh. Is, when we lived in Midtown,
it's
that was
ridiculous.
The only spot. Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So shout out to them. But the other thing that I wanted to get off my chest about Mother's Day is these moms, quote, air quote, that are going around claiming their animals and then trying to claim Mother's Day because they have dogs or cats. And that's just ridiculous. Like, I just have a rule. In order to be a mom to it, it had to have come out of your Virginia. Okay? Like, if you didn't birth the puppy or the cat, you're not a mom. If you have a legit kid, you're a mom. But if you just, like my wife, no kids that I know of or that she knows of. No kids. Okay? We have two cats. She doesn't get a Mom's Day card. She's not getting a Mother's Day card because the cats didn't come out of her Virginia.
How do you know the cats weren't working on something that they made in art class?
What? What do they draw?
Paw prints on there in the shape of a heart.
Honey, who got into the macaroni?
Yeah.
The cats are all like, what? They got glitter on their face?
Yeah.
No. Nope. Nope. And nope. If you have to have given birth to it to be able to claim Mother's Day.
So what if you get a Mother's Day card from Puss?
And what if you adopted a child?
Puss, you gonna let him talk to you like that?
I asked a question. I said, what if you get a Mother's Day card from Puss?
Who's
that not
count? I don't even know who he
is. Mom has a why is AJ calling me when I'm on air? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh yes, it does, because it makes all the sense in the world.
The whole like, listen, I get it. People want to say cute things. I don't know. Lisa does this, and I don't want her to take offense to this, but the whole fur baby thing, I totally get it. That's fine. That's a chick thing.
Nick, are you a daddy to your doggy?
But don't be clear. Yeah. Are you getting a Father's Day card because you have a dog? Hell no.
Why would
you? Know why? Because you didn't
offended.
Have sex with that dog's mom. That's why. Well, that we can be sure of.
We need to go to break.
No.
Can I tell you this too?
I can just see Nick.
Lisa,
you see my Nick bitch. Doing what?
You my bitch. That's right, female dog.
Who needs pudgy Hispanic women when you've got this situation?
Hey, you guys met my... Hey, what, is your girl Hispanic? No, she's Chow Chow.
We're going to break.
She's Chow Chow. Beats the Rottweiler.
Woo!
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, I don't like girls that shave.
She was abusive.
I like my girls hairy. Yeah, because she's a dog, Nick.
Wow. And you know what?
So now that we got that rule out of the way.
The fact that you mentioned that, too, I had people on Facebook, though, that were making posts.
Nope.
Happy Mother's Day to those that have fur babies and regular babies. And out there a lot.
Nope.
But I'll tell you this.
Texas Tiger said, what about adoption? Of course.
Yeah.
Adoption of a human counts. Adoption of a dog does not count.
Sure it does.
No.
Sure it does.
You're not a mom.
I don't think you need to get caught. You don't need to celebrate Mother's Day or Father's Day, but there's no doubt that you're the parent to that dog.
No.
Most people say
you're
it's
the
not
owner
the
of that dog. You're the owner of the dog.
If you're insensitive and don't have a heart, you're right.
No. What are you talking about?
Nick, it's okay to be your doggy's daddy.
I'm my doggy's daddy. Is that what you want
to
hear?
No, I'm not. No, because I like I refer to my dogs too. I'm like I'm their dad. I take care of them.
You take care of them since birth or since...
Yeah, close.
Yeah.
Everybody's tweeting me and texting saying how they open the door. Yet, when I'm out in public, I can't find a single guy that does that.
No.
Because you're hanging out at the wrong spot.
You guys are full of crap.
You're hanging out at the wrong spot.
It's such BS.
My wife will testify.
I do it either.
But then when you bring it up, every dude within earshot, I was like, oh, I do it.
I'm impressed with the house thing.
I get mad at Lisa because a lot of times she'll just blow through a door at the mall or whatever. I go, what are you doing? Because she's like, you don't have to worry about that. No, that's the way I was raised. You open doors for women, but sometimes she'll just blow right through them.
Somebody said there's perks to being gay. Dudes open their own doors. Damn. Okay. Touche.
There you go. All right. So if you want to join the show, we're just getting started. 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-ESPN on the HRNP listener line where you can text. You can call or you can hit us up on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the boys are back for another week. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. We've got visitors to our great city from Minnesota. So let's shout out to Matt Papagiorgio, who's in town with my boy Dan, play a little golf. So welcome to our fine city, and please enjoy the baseball team. They're phenomenal.
My friend Marcia says, I think deep down you just really want a Father's Day card, don't you, from the Cats? Like, no, I'm good. I really am. It's not anything outrageous.
Papa B, you're the best. Love, Puss.
Meow, Dad, meow. Yeah, love, Puss.
Love, Puss. Puss in Boots. There you go.
Barry and Joel, if you're fighting with your wife, do you still open the door with an attitude and talk under your breath? That's from All Texting, No Tweeting.
You know, you've probably seen me before.
Yeah.
I bet you Joel would.
I am the king.
Regardless.
I am the king.
I don't know about Barry.
Of talking under my breath when I'm really upset.
Are you?
Yeah.
And when y'all fight each other, you're
if
just
we're like, in the middle of something, I'll be like, and we're walking somewhere, and, like she's got the baby and I've got the dogs, and I'll be like, seriously, the fact that I, blah, 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 like, oh yeah, I'm the king of that.
Yeah, I'll get the door, even though you won't get my point in this argument. Like, just yeah,
yeah.
No, I'll still do it. I just don't say anything. And once she's in, I'll ask, "Are you in?" And she'll say, "Yeah," and then I slam it just as hard as I can. I'll just slam it, but I open the door.
What?
But we don't argue that much, dude. I'm super lucky. Like me and my wife, we don't argue about things, so I'm pretty lucky.
But let's touch on you slamming the door. That's
yeah.
violent.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think this guy's got any violence in him?
If we're arguing,
but to me, if you slam the door, it just discounts all the times that you've ever opened the door.
No.
Yeah,
it doesn't. I still open that door for her.
One time she's gonna say, like, "Oh wait! Let me get my foot back. I gotta get."
But
this.
That's why I always ask, "Are you in?"
And then you're gonna bruise her leg
nope.
or something.
I always say, "Are you in?" And she says, "Yes." And then I slam it as hard as I can.
All right.
just so she knows that I'm angry.
And just dangerous to mess with you one right time, there. Even though she's not even close, she should go, just scream. Oh, oh my! Just jump back and act like she's in pain. Yeah.
That would be the end of the fight because I would feel so bad right after that.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I open and hold the door for my lady as well as strangers. I do that as well. And if they don't say thank you, I yell you're welcome as loud as possible.
I do that,
and
as,
I
well.
Do that as well.
Yeah, I do that as well. As, yeah. Yep.
Or I'll just, as they walk by, if they don't say anything, I'll say, yeah, no problem. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
I don't do that.
Oh, yeah, totally. Why not?
You guys really do that? Like, if you open the door for somebody and they don't thank you, don't open the door for them then.
No, because that's how I was raised.
You gotta be thanked for everything.
Oh, you know what?
It's polite. If I'm going to be polite enough to open the door for you, lady, you should be polite. Like, there was an old lady, Nora and I had to stop and get a gift card. There was an old lady in the parking lot, and she was moving really slow. So I walked with her across and, you know, stopped the traffic thing. And she didn't say thank you, so I kicked her cane out from under her. Like, that's just, no, I didn't. She said thank you. But you should. If people are going to be nice enough to you, you should say thank you. What was up, Joel?
Well, no, there's a couple things. But the first thing was getting back to the whole with the animals and all that other thing. The one thing that is really tough is the fact that everyone kind of gets the idea. Like, Lisa spent all weekend working on stories all week on Channel 11. They're doing, like, the animals without voices, you know, or people, you know, the fact that there's a lot of dogs and rescues and things like that and on the streets and the pet population. Mm-hmm. So she's very passionate about all animals, and so she's been working on some stories and things like that. And she came home, and I had to draw the line because every day she'll be like, look at this, so-and-so doing this to a dog or something like that. And I'm like, I can't. Because it's just, or, you know, because we can't save all of them. And she'll be like, honey, there's 36 dogs that are going to be put down in the next 24 hours. And I'm like, Lisa. And thank God, if I put it on Twitter and she puts it out there, our track record is most of the time we've gotten almost all of them adopted. But, like, she said the one thing that's worse than that is now everyone from the station to people that watch the station, they know that she is that animal advocate. So they just send every one of the worst, gaudy, nasty stories in the world to her, like she can save the day. And I'm going, okay, first, you can't share these with me. And second, there's got to be a way to mute those people because she pays attention. But, like, some of the things that she gets.
Yeah. People are terrible.
People are awful.
Nora can't even watch the Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, that commercial is too tough to
take. She has to close her eyes.
They still play that thing?
Oh, well, or the ones like it. They always have one animal commercial where it's like the dogs and stuff.
Yeah, and the dogs give you that. Oh,
and it's not even that one, but the ones like that, she has to close her eyes. She can't watch it. And I'm just like,
I'm with her. I change the channel too.
I mean, I can watch it. I mean, it's not
going to kill me.
But do you turn away when you see the one with the starving kids and the flies on their face?
I just changed the channel. I don't have to turn
away. You'll turn away from the dogs, but you can watch the starving kids is what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's exactly that. You don't change the channel when you see the starving kid. You continue eating whatever food you're snacking on. You go, good thing I wasn't born there. Okay. I see how it is.
Now, I will say this. For the sick human, where I lose all hope in humanity with some of the things that people send Lisa on these stories. I forgot to mention this to you guys last week, but I was in line at the Starbucks I go to every morning inside the Randalls. And a lady in front of me was trying to use, I don't know if it was a gift card or something like that, but she basically said, oh, well, then where is the nearest standalone Starbucks? And the people at the Starbucks weren't sure. And so I just said, oh, it's real simple. From here you go, here, there, blah, 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 blah. Give her the directions. And she goes, oh, why, thank you. And what are you drinking? And I just told her a iced Americano. And she's like, she turned back around and she pulled out a $20 bill. And she said, I'd like to buy him his drink. And then I'd like you two to split the remaining $16 and change
Wow.
And she just walked out of the store.
Look at that.
And I was like, well, thank you very much. And I saw her in the parking lot too. And I was like, there are people that are still paying it forward and good human beings, as opposed to some of these other people that are torturing animals and doing a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
And then there's Puss.
That's nice. Yeah. And then there's Puss.
Hey, I will totally help if I can. If I can.
Yeah. Okay. Mac Daddy on Twitter said, I stopped opening doors for ladies when one of them told me I have a boyfriend. What?
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm not trying to sex you when you walk by.
That's a weird text. Makes no sense at all.
And by the way, Barry, another thing that bothers me about humanity,
uh-huh.
Our boy Nick in there had to post a picture.
Oh, boy.
When someone's got the audacity to take your freaking... It's not a hood ornament anymore.
I guess it's an emblem.
It's the emblem of Toyota in the middle of your grill.
Yeah.
And they pry it out of your grill guard.
And that was here at the station.
Yeah. I know for sure it was here.
So who the hell is stealing Toyota emblems?
Yeah, it used to be Mercedes when they had the one that actually was like an ornament above the hood.
Right.
And then it started getting to the point where they would take them out of the grill or something. I don't know if they're trying to sell them or whatever. But a damn, come on, man. After I saw Nick's, as mad as I was, then I'm like having bad dreams going, I got to go out in the garage and make sure that they didn't get me too, because I would be so mad.
That's
just straight ghetto BS. And what are you doing?
It's dumb.
They've actually made it way more difficult for you to steal an emblem. Back in the day, you basically just took like a flat screwdriver and just propped it up. Because I used to work for my dad at a mechanic shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Seriously.
Okay.
I would see missing emblems all the time.
Nick had a chain and he'd wear them around his neck.
And I've replaced them before and I could tell. I'm telling you, it's literally back in the day, like I'm talking as maybe early 2000s, you can just take a flat screwdriver and pry it out. My emblem, these days, like you have to work to get that emblem out. Like you have to really work.
Wow. They must have really wanted it. That's that high priced, I don't know, what do you drive?
A Toyota RAV4. Really?
Yeah. That's a fancy RAV4 if they're stealing the emblem, right?
I'm sure Joel's Toyota emblem would have fit just fine. I mean, it was the exact same one.
You should take Joel's.
No, see, I don't think so. I think that now Toyota's smart, and they're actually making them part of the grill.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they literally had to pull the grill out, like a piece of the grill out, just to get the emblem. Like, it's ridiculous the work that they put into it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it.
People are dumb. I do know the only thing that worries me is they'll steal the tailgate off my truck.
That too.
That's a thing.
That's a big thing because that's the most expensive piece of the outside of the truck or something.
So they steal it and then you try to get a deal on a new one and then you just basically are buying it back from the people that stole it probably. That's how that works.
Is that why your tailgate is green?
No. No.
The other thing that annoys me. So then people just go buy any tailgate that is the same brand and model and make and model, but it's a different color.
Yeah.
Ugh. Not a good look.
No.
By the way, we do have the power of the people because when I gave that shout out to Paul, who's in town playing golf, my buddy Dan was taping him in the car and showed me the video. I can show it to you where he's just kind of half asleep driving to the golf course. And all of a sudden he hears the shout out and he's like, what? Huh?
Ooh. Nice.
That's good.
Look at that.
Good video there. All right. So we got sports to get to. We know we got Spurs Warriors game one to talk about. And there is quite a bit to talk about in that game. We got the Astros taking 3 of 4 from the Yankees. We got the fact that the James Harden story won't go away. And it possibly won't go away for another full season because you have the playoffs before you can prove yourself. But right now, I want to tell you about Infuse Energy. Infuse Energy is a great energy company right here in the city of Houston, Texas, run by a Houstonian and Josh Pestikoff, and run by a bunch of people that are going to make sure that they take care of your needs from an energy perspective and a customer service perspective. I say customer service because right off the top, you're not going to get an automated system, which are so annoying. You're going to get a human being. And then you're going to get someone that's going to want to try and make a plan custom fit for you and your energy needs. Business or personal, they're going to take care of you. When you're at home or on the job and you use the energy the most, they're going to make sure that the energy program fits you beautifully. And when you're not around or not needing it, they're going to make sure it's set up that direct way to make sure that they take that into consideration. 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That decreases your carbon footprint. They are affordable, hassle-free energy, and it's from a company that has your back. It's Infuse Energy. 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732 or infuseenergy.com. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, right off the top, a $25 bill credit. So get in touch with Infuse Energy right now.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, that's just dirty.
What?
Barry.
Yeah, he was calling me out, wasn't he? Barry, just, I assumed you were taking care of it.
Yeah, just puts Nick.
Fill us in.
Lays the world in. Nick is like a speed bump on the parking lot of life, and Barry just runs him over with a bus and then puts it in reverse and goes, he ain't dead yet. I'm going back for more.
You know why? Because he actually had it available. He's usually busy doing his little, you know.
My little what?
Your gigs or whatever.
Okay, my little comedy gigs.
You have one weekend.
Just my second job.
And I don't come through with Chris Rock credentials, and I'm an a-hole producer.
Did any of those words come out of my mouth?
But it was indirect.
How did it go down? Joel? Tell the people how it went down, Joel.
Let me just say that this is the thing.
Tell the truth.
When you send the laser beam when you know that we're on the clock and there's no chance for a response and you can just watch Nick take it, we're getting ready to come back. Nick already says, gives us a time count and says, before he says microphones are hot. And right before Nick says microphones hot, Nick says, so were you expecting John to put those credentials? Did you talk to him about putting the credential requests in for Chris Rock? And he goes, nope. Figured you were going to take care of it, Nick. And then boom, Nick goes, you're hot. And I'm looking at Barry like, that is so dirty.
Because he asked us, he said, hey, I'm mad I didn't get to go to Chris Rock. And I didn't say anything.
Y'all brought up Chris Rock, though.
No, Joel did.
I did.
Yeah. I'm trying to talk during the breaks. You guys talk the whole time. That's your thing during the break. I'm trying to focus so that we make the best radio.
Yes, please.
So Joel brings up Chris Rock, and then Nick goes, yeah, I'm mad I didn't get to go Friday. Did you guys ever ask Jong if we got credentials? And then he goes, right before he yells, mics are hot. He goes, yeah, did you guys ever ask Jong? I was like, no, I thought you would do it. He goes, mics are hot. Like, that's not my fault.
All I got was the no response. He didn't get a response. That's what I said before.
I figured it was in your capable hands and that you were going to handle it because you said you would and you didn't.
I think you're mad because Billy D said
it was good.
Yeah.
Your boy, though.
Thanks,
not,
Nick.
Not
right,
boy.
Not mine. I'm an acquaintance.
Just wanted you to know that it was really good and we didn't go because you didn't follow through.
I heard, like, my friend works at Smart Financial and said the show was killer. Like amazing. Yeah.
That a boy.
Oh, that makes
a boy. Let's hope Lisa's listening right now because Lisa was also counting on you. And then for Mother's Day, we're walking the dogs and the baby the next morning and she goes, you know, I really did want to go to Chris Rock and it really hurts me that we didn't go. And I was just like,
what did you say?
I was like,
you guys didn't really want to go because y'all didn't put the
I was like, well, that was Nick's
job. You guys were like, I really
want to
go. Did you ask Jong?
Let me tell you how to handle that next time when you're walking and she's like, you know, I really wanted to go to Chris Rock and I'm disappointed that we didn't get to go. You respond, oh, well, be glad we didn't. So-and-so said it sucked. Said it was terrible. They left midway through. She's never going to follow up on that, but it's going to make her feel better.
No, you know what she's going to
say? That's what you do.
Doesn't matter. For my entire life, I've always enjoyed Chris Rock. I've always followed Chris Rock. I've always loved Chris Rock. I would have loved it anyway.
Okay, I'll get you the DVD. Because it's going to come out on DVD. He'll have that special out on the DVDs. Somewhere.
And she's going to answer that with, and you think I got time to watch DVDs with my schedule? No, that ain't happening.
Well, I
felt bad and I apologize. But, you know, at the same time, on Wednesday, I said, hey, you know, Chris Rock's got two shows, and it's this weekend. And she's like, yeah, but we really don't have anybody that can babysit Taylor because there's not anybody that we know and trust and blah, blah,
so
blah.
So you guys couldn't have gone
so
anyway.
So I just assumed we couldn't go anyway?
I could have.
Oh,
you
my God.
You babysit the cats. You couldn't have.
Nope. Could have totally went. Nora was staying home with them. I was going to go by myself.
There you go. And this is what I get.
I'm so mad
this is what I got. If the Packers were in town, I wouldn't go. But you could have gone. So you could have just, we could have just gotten one ticket and I'd have gone. I'm like, wait, what? You go to the concert without me, which one, I would have wanted to go. But two, I don't want you showing up without me. And everybody going, well, where's Joel? And then it's just like, oh, yeah. No matter what she says from that point on, it sounds suspicious. And then she's there by herself. I'm like, no. I can't win. I felt awful. I apologized.
You guys, you live tough lives. I'm so glad I have it easy.
It's true.
I do. No kids. The wife's pretty chill, laid back, didn't get upset about much. I live the good life. I'm a lucky man.
At least doesn't get upset about much. When she gets upset, oh boy.
She's a firecracker, huh?
I just didn't like that. Well, I mean, that's because you're walking the dogs and the baby, and you're just like, there's nothing you can do. Like, if there was if the Astros were on a homestand, you go, oh, they're playing tonight too. We'll just take care of it and go tonight. That both days had passed. I'm like, why didn't this come up on Friday morning when at least there was a Saturday show?
I could have made a call. Yeah, well.
And I even heard on the radio there were still tickets. I was like, oh.
So it didn't sell out?
Saturday. I don't believe either day sold out. I had heard that there were tickets available
for
both.
My buddy works there, and he said 4,500 for the first night and like 6,000 the second night.
What were ticket prices?
I don't know. But that's the numbers he gave me, and he works there.
So you can't say how much it holds. You have to ask, what did they set it up for? I guess it's a new seating confinement bowl where they can make it as large or as big as they need to. I think it can go anywhere from like 1,200 on the low side to like 10,000 or a little less than 10,000 on the big side. Yeah.
Wow.
But I was just curious how much tickets were.
It's a maximum of a maximum of 6,400. Okay. They have 3,000 quote unquote intimate seats. I don't know
what
that means, but.
With that, you get hot buttered popcorn.
Intimate setting of seats, of 3,000 seats.
Okay.
So the Hooked on Phonics isn't working that well yet?
Why? 6,400, though. I got what you're saying, but I'm just saying 6,400, that seemed like a much smaller venue than I expected. I expected a much bigger venue for some reason. I don't know why.
I heard it was flexible seating, but I had heard it was like from 1,200 to 10,000, and I guess 6,400 does seem a little small to me.
Well, obviously not if he didn't reach that number.
Do we know how much the tickets were?
I can find out, but I don't know. I heard some of the tickets because there's, I think, someone that does a show on here that actually works at Smart Financial, and he was saying something like $200 for a ticket, not all the tickets, but certain seats.
Up close, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I mean, this show alone should tell you if it's a comedy show, you don't need to be up close. You're going to be disappointed. You might as well just be in the upper deck and listen.
That's true. It is. I mean, well, you do miss some nuances sometimes when you see there's some facial expressions and stuff like that. But
now, if it comes with video screens,
most of them do. Yeah. If it's in the theater like that,
but absolutely. Isn't the worst thing is like if you've seen a lot of a stand-up comedian's bits and then you go see him in person and he's basically reiterating everything that you've seen on YouTube or Netflix or whatever. Know, that's the worst.
Is it though? I mean, it's funny because most people just expect, every time I go, he's going to have a new hour of material. I don't think you understand how long it takes to get an hour of material. And a lot of times people go, they want to see, quote, the hits. The material that attracted them to that comic, they want to see that one again.
That's true.
And so they're gonna do those. You know what I mean?
I felt like that when I went to go see Larry the Cable Guy. There were some things that I kind of wanted to see
him do more of.
Like Caliendo, they want you to do Madden and Rome and all the, it's just like going to a concert. You don't want to go see Stevie Wonder and have him perform every song from his new album.
Not every comic is Louis C.K. and comes out with a new hour every year. It's very
difficult.
And I
don't know if is Larry the Cable Guy, I guess he is a stand-up comic because he was.
He is a stand-up comic, yes. I was completely taken aback when you said you went to see Larry the Cable Guy, however.
Why? You didn't think I... No. Dude, he was hot for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he was very popular. You were attracted to him or he was
popular?
No,
I meant like he was popular. Oh. Yeah. I mean, come on, Joel. But anyway.
Just asking. He does that whole routine about his deck.
Okay.
He's got a big deck.
Yep.
You guys are so awkward.
Why am I the awkward one?
All right, it's Joel.
Why am I awkward? I'm just saying, I've seen his routines.
Okay. But no, Nick, you don't strike me as a Larry the Cable Guy.
I thought it was funny.
I feel like you would go see
this was a while
back,
but it was funny.
I feel like given your culture and your background, you'd go see like Maz Jabroni or something like that.
See, that was racist.
Yeah, that was racist. That was
totally very
racist.
Much so.
I would not go see Maz Jabroni. I would watch him. I wouldn't pay to
see him. And Zanzari? No?
I would not go pay to see him.
I wouldn't take that puss.
Ansari, is he really that good?
No.
He really isn't that good. Let's be honest.
You need to go see Mo Amir, though. Mo Amir
is hilarious. I don't know who he is.
He's from Houston. He is Dave Chappelle's feature. He's funny. He's real funny. I think you would really like him. You'd be able to relate.
Relate?
Yeah.
You're laughing at your own joke there, but
no, I know. I know, because it was funny, because it was subtle. That's the beauty of it.
Wow. By the way, are you mad at Chan on Twitter because he stole your hood ornament?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. He was trying to be funny.
He posted a picture, yeah.
He was trying to be funny.
He wasn't doing more than trying. It was humorous.
I guess it was. I mean, he tried.
Huh?
He tried.
He tried what?
He tried to be funny.
Tried to be funny.
Who?
Chan on Twitter.
I'm not keeping up with you guys.
Do you need a rain delay?
Nope.
Okay.
It's not me.
It is.
I don't have it.
Speaking of delay, I have a bone to pick with Joel.
Okay.
He's retweeting, hey, coming up next, this guest. And he's retweeting it like 24 hours after the fact.
I did?
Yeah. You're retweeting, hey, because coming up next,
but,
we got...
But I probably... But that's because I already sent out...
Wait, I wake up on Sunday morning and there's a retweet from Joel.
You guys don't talk at the same time. One at a time with the yelling. Go. I got a referee. It was just a lot of words.
I had sent out the tweet by myself just to say it was happening, but then I always retweet and like what the station puts out. I don't know when I did it.
Yeah, you retweeted 24 hours after. Coming up.
You know why? Because then if they can't hear it, they can go find it on podcast.
Yeah, but they have the link, that the listen live link. You can't retweet that 24 hours after the fact, Joel. Come on.
Okay, Tom. Right now, I want to tell you about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, because it's a fantastic program in the city of Houston for the benefit of kids in the city of Houston. It is a great program, and basically, it doesn't take all that much extra work by you. If you've been looking at a junker or a clunker in your driveway or your garage, you've been trying to get rid of it, you want to get rid of it, it's just collecting rust and dust, you don't know what to do, now you do. You call Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, 713-225-4226, or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know what you got, let them know where you live, they do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck, they take it away, they do all the paperwork, and you get a nice tax deduction. And on top of that, it's the gift that keeps on giving, because once you make the donation, you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. And then they put the wheels in motion, literally, to make that vehicle into resources that can help kids trying to get their education. It can be book money. It can be bus fare. It can be warm meals. It can be eyeglasses. It's a ton of stuff. And they produce results for kids trying to get their degree. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, so we've gotten enough of the shenanigans out of the way, and hopefully we've entertained you along the way, but there was plenty going on in the world of sports this weekend. Nothing bigger in my mind than the effort put forth by your Houston Astros. I literally, Barry, and I think we talked about it at the top of the show, but I really felt like they could have swept the Yankees. And it all comes down to the guy in the game that we talked about. They were going to skip Fires' start. They were going to do something different, put someone else in there. I think that was you that said that. But then I was very excited about it. And then it didn't happen. And then he started being the same old Mike Fiers. And everything he threw was fire for the Yankees. And he was just giving up more and more long balls again.
Yeah, the home run ball is really his Achilles heel right now. He is not looking good. Davinsky's not looking good. He gave up three more earned runs in 0.1 innings. Harris gave up three runs. Not a good first game of the doubleheader.
Jess Mendoza was like, boy, we're not going to see Chris Davinsky tonight, but it's a shame because his numbers are fantastic. I was like, did you see the first game of the doubleheader?
Yeah. Well, yeah, his ERA is ballooned now to like over three. that game, someone had texted the show and said they were going to skip Fires, and so I couldn't find anything on it, but they didn't. And I was thinking that they might just move everything up because somebody asked about that, but it looked like that they weren't going to. And I don't think they're going to until, like, Colin McHugh gets back. And then you might start to see Fiers play a different role. But right now, that dude is the home run ball is killing him. And, you know, he was – what did he give up? He gave up four runs in five in the two-third innings.
Yeah, and the exit velocity on the Aaron Judge,
oh my god,
hammer shot. I tweeted right after that. Speaking of exit velocity, I couldn't see Fiers get off the mound quick enough. Get him off the mound.
Not only that ball went like 450 feet.
Oh, it was crushed.
Yeah,
to dead center.
Yeah. It's just, and then when you think they're going to fight their way back, they were up 6-4. And then they give up that sixth spot in the seventh inning, and you're just like, yeah, that's definitely not a sweep. The bullpen is struggling now. I think that's officially okay to say, because if you look at those back-to-back games, they had what? They jumped out to a 9-0 lead.
Last night, the late game?
Yeah, they ended up winning 10-7.
Yeah.
That's
and I understand you relax a little bit because you have the big lead. Yeah, the Morton gives up the home run ball, but again, that's one of those where he's eating up innings, and as you get a bigger and bigger lead, you know, the coaching staff and everything is saying, don't get too cute, just make sure you stay ahead of hitters and let the defense do some work, and in the process, you know, you got with a deep ball. But yeah, after that I was going, oh God, don't make this too close.
Yeah. I think though the cool thing about that was is they basically ruined Derek Jeter night, and I was super happy about that. Not that I'm a hater, because I actually am a big Derek Jeter fan. I've liked watching him play, but it's nice to see the Astros, because usually what would happen is on a night like tonight or last night, it's a big deal. It's being made a big deal nationally.
Mm-hmm.
All eyes are on Yankee Stadium. It's a nationally televised game, Sunday night, ESPN, game of the week, big deal. What would normally happen is the Astros starter would go up and give up back-to-back home runs to start, plus a granny,
right,
and be down 9-0 by the fourth inning. That would be an Astros thing to do, and it wasn't. And again, it's why you got to look at this team and think, you know what? This team might be different.
Yeah, I agree.
There might be a reason to root for this team. It's kind of like what we talked about with Dallas Keuchel. I think I'm ready to say he's back, because if you look at the game he pitched against the Yankees, he really didn't. He got into trouble. There was a couple times with the bases loaded that he worked out over and only gave up one run. Last year, that was the end. That was the blow up inning, and that was his problem. Is he cruised along for three or four innings, not giving up anything, and then give up five runs and get bounced?
That's the one where you turn the channel permanently.
Yeah. And he's not doing that this year.
No, you're right.
It's making a huge difference.
And here's the thing too, is that's the kind of game, you're right, in the past where national TV, it solidifies that you are a pretender, not a contender, and that you're not a very good baseball team. And instead, it gave them all the ammunition in the world to start talking very freely, from Aaron Boone especially, about the fact that they're the best team in baseball.
Well,
in
his mind,
yeah, and now their record dictates it as well. But I mean, he just kept saying, and if you keep getting starting pitching, not only from Keuchel but from guys like Charlie Morton you know,
pitching his ass off,
And we had Buster Olney on last week, and he said he still thinks that they need to make a move for one more quality starter. But at least even Peacock didn't look bad to me last night. I mean, the fastball had some jump to it, 93, 94. There's still an element of concern. But look, if I got to take him or Mike Fiers right now, I'm taking him. And there's guys down in AAA that you need to start taking a closer look at, to say someone somewhere has to be able to give you at least what Mike Fiers is giving you.
Well, it won't be Peacock, because Colin McHugh is going to come back. So it's going to be Musgrove, right? So it's going to be it'll be Keuchel, McCullers, Morton, McHugh, and Musgrove.
When McHugh comes back.
McHugh comes back. Now, what you might see is it might be Fiers sometimes getting a spot start. It might be Musgrove. It might be Peacock. But your first four, that's definitely your first four. And then that fifth spot in the rotation, which, when we had Jeff Blum on, he talked about the fact that it's your number five starter. I mean, you just want a guy that's going to keep you in it. Well, if Mike Fiers just gives up a couple of solo home runs, that pretty much keeps you in it. But when he blows up for a four spot, that's not going to do the trick. And the other cool thing is, as you talk about what a difference a year makes for this team, last year in April, hitting-wise, this team was first in the majors in strikeouts and 21st in average in the month of April. This year, they are second in average and 24th in strikeouts. They literally flipped that completely. And in May, last year, they were second in strikeouts and 24th in average. So they dropped a little bit in hitting in May when they started to take off even. This year in May, they're ninth in average and 29th in strikeouts. Out of 30, they're the second least team to strike out in the month of May so far. This is a completely different team at the plate now.
Without question.
Completely.
Yeah, and just overall. I mean, you just look at all the performances across the board in different areas of the game, and you realize it is night and day different. But the fact that even nationally now, people are recognizing the fact that this is a talented team that should be heard from all the way through the year and into the postseason, which is all you can ask for.
Yeah.
As a fan of the team and a Houstonian. So it's fantastic. So we can cover some more on that, by the way.
Oh, yeah.